And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good.
Wow, I'm on.
Especially you.
Say, I had a question, comment kind of thing that came up after that run you did with that gentleman earlier about it's done, it's done. You were rather emphatic on that, by the way. I remember.
That's because it's done.
Well, I think I heard it, however that did work, because I heard it in a different way after all these years. Before we started working with you like this, I had found the book Think and Grow Rich, and it really, really worked in for me in that what I learned from it was to set, you know, decided what I want, decided when I wanted it, and then just focus on that. And so I decided what I want, which is really, really huge, and I set a 10-year goal for it, and actually came off in 9 years. But I started that business it was a business development, and I started that in San Diego in 1970. In 1976, though, I moved to Fresno, California, where Esther apparently was calling. And, you know how she is, but anyway.
It was all of us. Yeah, we were all over there calling you there.
So anyway, earlier on, I had read into a book by a lady named Catherine Ponder, something about abundance, and in it she had this idea where you'd make a board and you'd write down everything that you'd like to receive, or put pictures of it and so on and so forth. And I thought, well, that's a neat idea, so I did that. But then it was kind of unusual stuff, and so I didn't want anybody to see it, so I was kind of embarrassed by it. It was so big, and a public person would see it, and it was personal, and so
you
hid it in the closet.
You didn't want others to realize there were things you wanted that you had not yet achieved?
That's probably it, yeah, that's true. That's probably it, mostly. So I hid it in the closet because back behind all the coats and things that you don't wear in California, but you do in Arkansas. And so then when we moved up to Fresno, I emptied this closet. And here was this big board that had been there for, 6 years? And everything on it had come to pass. I mean, not without fail, everything that I had written. And I thought, well, that doesn't really fit in. I mean, I didn't set any goals. I didn't focus on any of that. As a matter of fact, I don't remember even thinking about any of those things through that, because I was really focused on my business. So my question is it equal power in setting goals like I did and focusing on it? Because I did make that happen, which was really a rarity. I mean, it was really big. Opposed to the thing I didn't set any goals and didn't focus on it, and it happened too.
It's the thing that we were explaining to our friend earlier. The asking had already taken place.
Okay.
It's done. It's done.
Okay.
It's done.
Okay.
It's done. It's done.
I got it.
The asking has already taken place.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else that you're doing, like the affirmations and the goal setting and so on, are all helping you with the step three or the allowing part of it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that was a good opportunity for you to realize that you had asked, you even got clear about what you were asking by putting it on the board. But putting it on the board even was not the asking part. Putting it on that board, preparing that board, that was all part of the allowing part too.
That was even beyond.
In other words, what we're wanting you to understand is that all of these efforts that you are making that you think are what's causing the asking or the setting of the goal, all they're doing is causing you to coax yourself into vibrational belief or vibrational alignment with the goals that life is causing you to set.
So then you might say the asking had actually occurred before I'd ever written anything down or put a picture of anything up.
Long before. Not only had the asking occurred before you did that, but the answering had, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done.
Okay.
All of that had happened before you put it on the board.
Cool.
Putting it on, and this is the thing that we want you to hear. So often you think that that's when you are making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. That's when you're letting it happen.
Wow.
That's when you're letting yourself be swept into the vortex with what you have asked for and all of the components of what you have asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Really good to know, yes?
Wow, thank you. Appreciate it.
Some would say that it's really splitting hairs about what step one, what step two, what step three are doing, because all of them are necessary before you get your stuff. So what difference does it make what step it is? But we think it makes a big difference to you, because if you don't know what part you're playing, in other words, don't you think it makes you feel better to know that it's done? Doesn't our hammering away because we know it's done, doesn't it help you in the believing that it's done? And doesn't it make you then want to do other things? In other words, if it's done, then your work must only be to chill out and line up with it. And we've noticed that in your not knowing that it's done and the stance you take because you believe it isn't done holds you from letting it come. When you don't know it's done, and so from your place of not knowing it's done, you do things to try to make something that you believe isn't done be done. In your belief that it isn't done, and all of the effort that you offer from your belief that it isn't done, all the words you speak from your belief that it isn't done, and all the actions that you offer from your belief it isn't done, keep you from moving toward it. It's big. It's really big. Really, 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 really good. Really good. Really good.